Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Benson, and today is Thursday, baby. It is Thunder and Lightning Thursday, my darlings. Yes, yes, yes. Broadcasting live from the window at City, baby. Listen. It's cloudy out, but it's pretty nice out today. It's about 55 degrees in the Windy City, baby. Let me tell you, it is December 29th, 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen up, my good people. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Seago, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen. I got prepared music for you on today. It is the king of the schoolhouse rock music. King of the schoolhouse rock. Yeah, baby, it is Prince Mark Jacob, the king of schoolhouse rock, baby. He got a sound like nobody, honey. I mean, he is tooting and walking and scooting and going on, baby. Let me tell y'all something. I was talking about Prince Mark Jacob all up in the shoot on today. Listen, y'all. Went all the way to the photo shoot. And I am telling you, I was talking about Prince Mark Jacob, talking about how cute he is, how the music is rocking and rolling. I am telling y'all, I was talking about that boy. I said, listen, we got somebody hot on the Fierce Female Network. Listen. Come on, check it out. Come on, engine. Rock. Rock with me. Baby, your music is being heard all over the world. Listen, Prince Mark Jacob, he is the king. I'm calling him the king. Y'all, listen. Oh, my God, I'm going to play the music. I was talking about his song. I really was talking about his music and his song, TikTok, his song TikTok. And I am telling you, I was talking about the song, and I was telling the guy how I love Prince Mark Jacob and Stay in School. I was telling, and I'm singing the song, and I'm telling, yeah, stay in school, be cool. Don't you be no fool, stay in school. So listen, listen. And the guy was just laughing. He was like, he says, oh, that is so sweet. And I says, yeah, this guy is a king. Listen, he is a giant. He is a giant. Prince Mark Jacob is a giant, 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 giant. Listen, before I get into the music, listen, y'all, I want y'all to do me a favor while you're on Facebook. Listen, please, please, while you're on Facebook, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a like. Give the Fierce Female a like on Facebook. Now, listen, y'all do this because some kind of way Facebook is confused and mixed up. You know, I don't know what's going on. They still are talking to me about Positive. And I don't use that page. I don't really have any fans on Positive. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. I think they dropped some acorns on the head. I think somebody dropped some acorns on Facebook's head. I really think so. I keep looking and looking at the camera. I'm like, why in the world they keep talking to me about these stars and fans on Positive? There aren't any fans on Positive. I'm like, what in the world? So anyway, I don't know, but I'm going to keep doing what I do. You know what I mean. Listen, before I get into music, y'all know I done seen something crazy. You know I done seen something crazy on the news. Okay, now listen. This is an all-time low for a politician. Now, y'all know about politicians and lawyers. What do they say? Anytime a politician or a lawyer's mouth is moving, they lying. So listen. Let me tell you something. This is on New York Magazine and Huffington Post. So listen, Congressman George Santos, I ain't never heard of George Santos. Listen, he's a Republican, so I guess that explains why he's doing all this fine. He's a Republican. So he's a Republican. New York, he represents New York. Oh, my God. So listen, United States Congressman-elect George Santos. This is lower than low. You know, this is lower than Satan. This man is lower than Satan. Do you hear me up in here? And it says on the headline, there is a seat in hell waiting for this man, George Santos. He claimed that his mom died on September 11th. You know, I guess he's looking for some sympathy votes for the next term, but I know he ain't get in on the next term. He says he's vowing to finish out his term. He has a 2-year commitment, you know, to finish out his seat in Congress. You know, so listen, I seriously doubt if he runs again, but listen. He says his mom died on September 11th. Not only that, he says he's Jewish, which he is not. What is wrong with this person? You know, it's like, what the Sam Hill? Do you need to be like that bad that you got to do all this fine? What is wrong with people that tell so many lies? You know, what is the problem? Are they inferior? Do they have some kind of, you know, inferior complex? So listen, George, listen, you need to be dipped in the water. Listen, you need some holy water dipped all over you. Listen, I need to get the Pope down. I don't think that'll do any good because the Pope, you know, his sprinkling and his holy water ain't working no more since the whole Catholic Church has been abolished. They're being held in purgatory. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, listen, I don't believe in no purgatory. I went to Catholic school, so I know about the teaching of the Catholic, you know, Catholicism is what they call it. So, listen, the Pope's holy water is not going to work on George Santos because they are already abolished from heaven. They're all going to be going to purgatory, and they're going to be staying there forever. So, listen, George Santos is going to join them because this man is beyond unbelievable. Listen, he lies more than Satan. He doesn't even know where his roots are. He's saying he's Jewish. I would think people know that what their roots are, right? And why would you say that your mom died on September 11th? Is that going to get you some type of reward or something? I think not. So listen, there was a journalist, and see, this is how stories break out. There was a journalist that saw George's tweet on Twitter, and he was like, wait a minute. You got some conflicting tweets on here. So listen, he starts searching the thing out, and he discovers George's mom did not die on September 11th. I don't even know why would somebody tell a story like that. I don't know. So listen. And then George comes up, and he says, well, I am not a fraud. I am not a fake. I didn't materialize from thin air. These are George Santos' words, that he's not a fake and he's not a liar and all these things. So listen, people. Do yourself a favor. Learn this lesson from George. Don't make up stuff, because you know what? When you make up things, the truth can be found out. Listen, there is no dirt deep enough that people can't dig up and find out the truth. So how about that? So listen. I got to get on off of George and get into this music, baby. Listen. The king, the giant, Prince Mark Jacob is in the house. Musical salute for him. I'm telling you, I love this guy. I love him so much. I love him. Listen, George, I'm your number one fan. Not George. Oh, goodness. Get out of here. I had to spit George's name out of my mouth. So listen. Prince, I am your number one fan. Prince Mark Jacob, I'm your number one fan, honey. You are really, really super cool. You got some great stuff going on. I am telling you, you are just rocking it. You are rocking. So listen, guys, this is Stay in School. Check this out. Listen, if you dropped out of school, you start dropping back in. Drop back in, okay? You can finish. You can always finish. Listen, you can always go back. You don't have to stay out there. You can go back in. So listen, this is Stay in School.
If you want to be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. If you want to be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. If you want to be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. If you want to be cool, just stay in school. Be like me and stay just free. Go to bed early, don't wake up late. Eat everything on your breakfast plate. Missing the bus is what I hate. On my way to school, a party for the smarties. Hurry up, driver, I can't be marked tardy. Tick-tock, tick-tick-tock.
That beat is bad. And you know what? He is telling the truth. He is really telling the truth when he was talking about the library and your books. You know, let me tell you something. You won't have to guess. And it is so true. Now, listen, y'all. Everybody, you know, we all done been through grade school, high school, you know, and some been to college. Boy, by the time you get to college, you've learned better. You know better. In high school, you should learn better. Listen, it is the worst feeling in the world. Now, the teacher always tell you when you're going to have a test, when you're going to have a quiz, except when you have those pop quizzes. But listen, it is the worst feeling in the world to have a test or a quiz, and you know you didn't study, and you sitting in there in your chair just sweating, and you taking your pencil or your pen, you're tapping on the desk because you don't know the answers, and you sitting up there, you're trying to guess. It's like, oh my God, oh my God. And listen, you know you done flunked before you even turn the test in. So listen, it is the worst feeling in the world. So listen, don't never do that. Go ahead and study. You know, go ahead and study. You know what I mean? And then when you get your test back, you ain't surprised to see all that red ink all over the paper because you didn't study. You had to guess on everything. Now listen, there's one thing about mama. I got old now, so that photographic memory, I used to have that photographic memory real, real good. From a kid, it's the best thing in the world. Let me tell you what I could do, what I used to do. Listen, anytime the teacher says, well, there's going to be a test such and such date, you know what I do? The day before, I don't study. The day before, I look at the chapter. I scan it real good. Scan it real good. Take pictures in my mind. And then you know what? Go back to school. Pass the test. Ace it. Ace that test, just ace it. And then, you know, information proof is gone because guess what? It is gone. You just take them pictures the day before or right before the class, go in and ace the test, and bam, you're done. That's what I used to do. Now, listen, I don't recommend that. But I never did that for biology. Listen, I was a kind of kid, I loved biology, and I loved dissecting things, and I loved chemistry. So listen, that was one of my things. So with biology, I didn't have to do that because I just really loved biology and learning anatomy and all that kind of stuff. It was just great. So I always got A's in biology. It was just fun. So listen, I got some more music for you from the man, Prince Mark Jacob. This one is called TikTok. Listen, y'all better take a lesson because the giant is trying to teach y'all something up in here. This is a TikTok.
Like the hands on the clock, watch me tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, watch me tick on TikTok. Like the hands on the clock, watch me tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, watch me tick on TikTok. Like the hands on the clock, watch me tick on TikTok. Tick, 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 watch me tick on TikTok. I stay real fresh, well-groomed and well-dressed while I tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, no crayons, no paper, but I still draw attention while I tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, I don't care who's on top, cause I'm really, really hot while I tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, north, south, east, west, coast to coast, I'm the best. Tick, 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 watch me tick on TikTok. I'm a goat on the game, you see a flame is my name. I rock my J's with no socks, I get the ones out of stock while I tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, while I tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, like the hands on the clock, watch me tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, watch me tick on TikTok. Like the hands on the clock, watch me tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, watch me tick on TikTok. DMJ is my name, do not use it in vain. Yes, my rhymes are insane, and yeah, I'm destined for fame. Don't show up when I blow up, I'm ticking to the top. Put some stones in my ears, some people call them rocks. I stay on full, you can't gas me up. No breaks, I'm moving straight to stay. Can't be late, check my watch. No numbers, all ice. It just TikTok, TikTok, tick 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 tick. Like the hands on the clock, watch me tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, watch me tick on TikTok. Like the hands on the clock, watch me tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, watch me tick on TikTok. Like the hands on the clock, watch me tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, watch me tick on TikTok. Like the hands on the clock, watch me tick on TikTok. Tick on TikTok, watch me tick on TikTok.
Hey, listen. Listen, Prince Mark Jacob, you know, I'm your number one fan, honey. That is TikTok. Watch him on TikTok, y'all. You know, he is blowing up. He has blown up. I am telling you. I don't even know if they do have podcasts for, I don't know if any, I'm going to have to take a look at that because I was just about to say it would be really cool if Prince Mark Jacob had an after-school podcast show. An after-school, you know, like when he's out of school and everything. And, you know, he would be, oh, my God, it would be really, really popular. I think it would be really, really popular if he had a podcast, an after-school podcast. You know, like I was saying, sometimes we got to think forward. So, listen, I'm thinking forward right now with Prince Mark Jacob. I was saying last week about him having the Schoolhouse Rock. He reminds me of Schoolhouse Rock. But, you know, nowadays it would be podcasts. So an after-school podcast, that would be the new version. It would be the 21st century version of Schoolhouse Rock, because Schoolhouse Rock is when I grew up and all that kind of stuff. So listen, but nowadays, you know, everything is advanced. We got to think about technology. So I'm like, yeah, wait a minute. He could be really, really popular on a podcast, an after-school podcast for children, you know, featuring his music, featuring what he thinks, his philosophy. Listen, he has a philosophy, whether he know it or not. He has a great opinion about things. He has positive ideas, and he has his own philosophy already. So listen. He is a man. He is going to expand young people's thinking, and I think that's awesome. I think that's great, and I think it would be really cool. And, you know, podcasting is really easy. It's not difficult. You know, you set aside maybe one day, maybe a Wednesday night or Wednesday after school, you know, and you go for it. It doesn't have to be long. It can be short, you know, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and you just do what you do, what you do. And listen, I really found out. I didn't know Mike Tyson had a. Now listen, people, don't think I'm living on the rock. I didn't know that Mike Tyson had a podcast, and he's really, it's really interesting. A lot of things that he does, and a lot of things he's been through. I didn't know, so I was just listening to his podcast. I'm like, oh, okay, That's not to say that I'm going to be listening on a regular basis, because I'd be prefer listening to some other people like Prince Mark Jacob. You know what I'm saying. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it.
Hold up. Fierce.